Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Sammy Drake. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McKnight. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Seth Moorhead. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Seth Moorhead. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Drake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Banks reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 1 in the game. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boyer strikes out. 1 out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Sadecki moves to second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sadecki scores. Landrum moves to third. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Gary Kolb pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landrum scores. Kolb moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer is walked intentionally. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Don Landrum now playing left field. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 0-for-1 in the game. McKnight hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to second. Seth Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to third for the out. McKnight moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-2 in the game. Drake hits a fly ball into left field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Drake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McKnight who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Cunningham scores. Flood goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McKnight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.